need to know.
.co.uk.
I'm Alfonso from the Hoosiers. Play the drums. We played this last year when we hadn't really, well, when we were no one.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's some really cool underground bands here. But I mean, with I think festivals are kind of where we're quite good because it's kind of good fun music. But then there is another side to us which is like got some darker moments. I don't think they're necessarily Hoosier fans have come along. I just think they're people who are just really up for a good time. The people are so open-minded and really up for hearing everything, and
yeah.
And it's the sort of people you want to play to.
This is very much a dressing up festival, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you guys consider dressing up?
Well, we did for our tour, and for the tour that we've got coming up in October, it's fancy dress. We invite people to come as in fancy dress as it is. Part of it, and you see when the audience, the people, once you're dressed up and people are, you know, having fun and letting their hair down and not wearing their jeans too tight,
yeah.
People are just much more receptive. We've got a theme for this one, which is come as what you want to be when you grow up.
What if you don't know what you're going to be when you grow up?
Well, then you have to figure it out. And you have to figure it out by October.
Hello, this is Alfonso of the Hoosiers fame, A Secret Garden Party, and you're listening to needtoknow.co.uk.
So there's a lot of talent out there that's untapped. What advice would you give them, you know, to actually try and make it out there?
Yeah, I've always thought there's probably so many people who never got quite where they should have been, or some genius out there that just are afraid to kind of get out. And you have to brave it. It's like when you get told to, when you're trying to first ask a girl out, you don't want to because you don't want to hear what people say, but you've got to just kind of throw yourself in the deep end and just hope that, you know, and you might get in. Well, and we got rejected for 12 years.
What made you keep going?
Well, there was we always talk about that. Yeah, there's always little flips along the way, little things that happen, or there's like, whether it's from the early days when it's just your parents going, oh, you're very good, or as it gradually builds up, you'll hear somebody's friend works for Sony and they'll come down to the next gig. There's always like little things that keep you going. You just have to take it and keep going and believe in yourself. But it is really hard to go from bedroom, the safety of the bedroom, to the big world. But there's a lot of people, and not everyone's right. In fact, nobody's right. You know, everyone's got their own opinion, and if you keep going and keep going, then you'll find the right people to get out of there. But don't just stay in the bedroom.
Need to know.